Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Welcome. It's a Tuesday, July the 25th.
Here we are. Good morning.
Hello.
I pulled in this morning, saw two trucks outside, and instantly wanted a truck.
You've been saying that for like a month.
I think it's almost time, because you've had that car a while.
I did send a message to one of my friends the other day. One of my go-to guys, because I have a few go-to guys that I can go to for stuff like that. So, anyway, we'll see what happens.
Within the next week, Brandon's going to be rolling in a truck.
I don't know about that.
I think so.
I don't know. I saw a story this morning that kind of made me sad. It was one of those weird sads.
Yeah?
Have you guys seen the story about the JPD officer laid to rest?
No.
Mm-hmm.
They laid to rest one of the canine officers.
Oh, gosh.
Aww.
And I saw the picture of this little dog. And it was Flack, who I believe we've either met before. I know we've heard about Flack before.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
But anyway, the dog got cancer. And here's this picture of this cute little dog, you know, full of life in their eyes. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Dang.
That's sad to me.
That is sad.
So then I wanted to go right over to like a Brett Eldridge deal and see him and his dog Edgar. Or
I know.
Or the new country artist Kane Brown has a new dog.
Yeah.
Which just makes me always think.
You're going to get another dog as well.
And a truck. Well, if I get a truck, I need a dog to ride in the back.
Oh, for
yeah,
sure.
A big dog, though. A big dog.
My Cavalier King Charles Spaniels don't look real manly in the back of a truck. What's going on in your mind this morning?
Well, I just realized I have this pair of glasses. You know how I had a dark pair of glasses? Well, I've lost them.
Okay.
You know the ones that have the brown rims?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have these other ones, and I've noticed that just about every time you walk in the door, because you get here after me, I take them off before you come in. And then I realized, I think it's because I think that you think that they're grandma glasses. And so I don't want you to see them. I don't want you to see them. So I always take them off.
Put them on.
Let me
please.
Just see them without you putting them on first.
They are.
Let me see.
Those are 100% grandma glasses.
That reminds me of my grandmother's cousin, Bernice.
Look at
them. No, they're not bad. I mean, they're kind of Bernice-ish.
Well, they remind me of like 1987, like the first pair of little pink glasses that someone would get when they were like needed glasses, like in the fourth grade or something.
Yeah, did you pick those or were they out?
I did pick them and I don't know why.
They didn't have anything else.
I don't know why I picked them.
No, they're not bad.
Yeah.
I think glasses look fine on you.
Well, thanks.
Can you imagine me walking in with glasses?
I would immediately laugh, only because you need them.
And because of the face I'd make as I walked in. Because I'd have the face like here I am in glasses.
But you need them though.
I know that. Like I can't read what's on the paper in front of me.
Desperately.
I can read the wall, but I can't read the paper in front of me.
Well, that wall is like size 200 font.
Well, I think my wife has the opposite thing though. She says she can't see from far away.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a struggle for me to see far away. I can see up close fine though.
All right, what's going on in your mind this morning?
Well, this is Rachel's last day in Jonesboro with me. So she
heads
out.
That's why he came in here all kind of sad.
So she's moving?
Well,
again?
No. She just stayed here because she had some stuff to do in Truman where she's going to work. And so she decided to stay with me for a few days. But today is like her official last day, basically.
God, so you finally get a break.
Until next week when I have to help her move in.
Oh, forget that.
Yeah.
Don't you have to go somewhere?
Oh, come on.
I told her I have some conference I have to go to next Monday.
Yeah, it's the radio conference.
Yeah, the big radio conference down in Minnesota.
Right.
Oh,
down in Minnesota. Minnesota. Yeah. We'll go to that. We're all going to that conference together, right?
Yeah. We'll be at here.
Uh-huh. All right, yeah. So nice knowing you, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Rachel.
Well, he was talking about how peaceful it was when she was gone. How he had so much more time to himself to play video games and watch his movies.
Game of Thrones. I can watch it all day.
See, there you go. Come on now.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I saw a deal that was kind of something that I couldn't really come to grips with this morning, and I wanted to see if you guys could possibly do this because I don't think I could. It's about parting with things that are near and dear to your heart.
Oh, like what?
Like things you've held on to forever. Clutter, basically.
Gotcha.
Because as human beings, we all have clutter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just part of us. A lot of us keep stuff that we don't really need.
Mm-hmm.
And research has found that one of the best ways that you can go about being willing to give up some of those things is to take a photo of it and then donate it. Like, take a photo showing that you had it, but you don't necessarily need to keep it and hold it in-house.
I gotcha.
I don't know if I could do that.
Like, can you imagine? Like, because I couldn't part with a lot of the stuff.
I'm thinking, I have baby clothes of Kurt's that there's no reason I need them, but I've kept a few outfits that I absolutely adored, and I want him to see them one day. He didn't care. I've already showed him. He's like, oh, that's good. you know, yeah. But I just can't get rid of it. And t-shirts.
Your t-shirts?
No.
His t-shirts.
I'm sorry. Let me explain. Joey's t-shirts. My husband's he has like a million t-shirts.
Yeah.
And most of them he didn't wear. But a lot of them are sentimental because they're from a certain tournament or they're from a certain year or something like that. So
I have that stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't want to just take a picture of it, but they say that they went to college students who are about to move out of a dorm. And they said, okay, we want you to donate stuff to Goodwill. Okay. And you have to donate stuff. And they say that, you know, the people who didn't take photos donated less stuff. But when people took photos of the clutter and the things they wanted to get rid of, they actually donated more because they still were going to have the memory of actually having it.
Right, right.
Wow. But to me, it doesn't have the same thing as being able to physically pick it up and touch it.
I get that. But at the same point, if it's just like taking up so much space, like in my room, I have stuff. It really isn't that sentimental. It's just clutter. I have like a lamp I don't use. I have 1,000 koozies. I have all these boxes that I don't need. Like, I don't know why I keep all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't either.
Well, let's go take pictures of it and you can donate it. Can you imagine him pulling up to Goodwill? I got 4 koozies, 1 lamp.
Here's an old mine's box.
mine's ridiculous. So I have love notes from 5th grade.
Rachel like, has that
like
stuff
check
too.
Yes or no type things.
Mm-hmm. Do you really?
Yes.
She has a shoebox full of her old boyfriend from 5th or 6th grade.
And I've got notes from like my best girlfriends and like, and every once in a while I'll get the stuff out and I'll take a picture of it, like whoever the girl was that wrote me, and I'll send it to her and we will have the bit, you know.
That's sweet though.
Yeah, it's funny though.
Do you ever go through that stuff, like want to go through her stuff and get jealous over it?
Oh, well, we
from fifth grade?
We had a confrontation one night.
I'm just saying.
Uh-huh. I said, who's this guy? You never
check
told me
yes
about
or
him.
No.
Who's little Billy?
6th grade? Oh, 4th grade, huh? You never told me about any of this stuff.
He picked a flower for you? What?
Isn't that so crazy?
You said though? You liked him?
That's awful.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, declutter by taking photos. Maybe that's your way of getting rid of some stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think it's my way, but maybe it's your way.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Michael Steele, our resident Kramer from Seinfeld, he busts in here carrying a giant watermelon over his head. And we're like, what the heck is going on?
It's like every day.
And then David goes ahead and tells us that he doesn't like watermelon.
I can eat like 1 or 2 bites, but after that, watermelon gets a little bit old to me.
I think I like it because it's like I'm always thirsty, and it's like you get a drink and you get a snack at the same time.
What's your favorite flavor of Jolly Rancher?
It's not watermelon.
Oh, is it not? Mm-mm. See, to me, if I get that one, I always want the watermelon.
I get blue.
Grape.
You get the blue. Nobody eats the blue ones.
I
do like the blue raspberry
blue.
Ones.
Oh, the blue ones are so good.
If we put a big old thing of Jolly Ranchers out in our office, which ones are left?
Green
the
apple.
The blue ones.
Usually grape and blue.
Oh, that's what it is, isn't it? I forgot about grape, too.
Yeah, but blue is my favorite, whether it be like that or like a Gatorade or anything like that.
You're the same guy who gets the Runtz candy and enjoys the banana one.
Yeah.
No, I don't get
I hate
I don't
the
like,
bananas.
No, I don't like that at all.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Like they have all those great flavors and then they throw in a ton of banana ones.
Or if my kids are eating them, I'm like, can I have one? They're like, yeah. And they hand me like 3 bananas.
Right. Why
I'm like,
is
no.
it?
No.
You can't even chew through them.
Yeah.
It's like chewing on concrete or something.
Yeah. But I like blue.
All right. Blue. That's a flavor.
Thanks, Keith.
You guys ready to do some gossip?
Yes.
Of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
And we got your gossip on Justin Bieber, who just abruptly canceled his last couple of dates on his tour. He had 14 dates left and said, nope, I'm done.
Wow.
And his direct quote to me is ridiculous.
What is it?
He said to the paparazzi, yeah, everything's fine. I've been on tour for 2 years. I'm just resting, getting some relaxation. We're going to ride some bikes.
It's not a good thing to say.
Well, of course, his fans are really, really mad about that. But he said he loves them, and I think you guys are awesome.
So John Mayer came out to defend him, saying, hey, you know, you see some of these stars who get the pressure, and they can't escape the pressure, and bad things happen to them. And he kind of was giving Bieber credit for it.
Yeah, but don't you fight through, like, the final 14 dates, and then you can take off for as long as you want.
Yeah, you can take off for 5 years if you want to.
Exactly.
But I saw another friend of mine who was on social media who had bought, I guess, Bieber tickets to go to somewhere in, maybe it was Arlington, Texas or whatever. And, like, that was a big gift for the kids.
Yeah.
Like, and the kids were excited, and you kind of have that deal where you're looking forward to going to seeing the concert, and then they just pull the plug. Imagine how excited we were for Garth if Garth would have just canceled.
I would have.
Well, if you think about it, 14 dates, that could be a couple 100,000 people that he's almost disappointing. So
that's
kind of crazy.
Unfortunate there.
So if you are a fan of the movie The Titanic, okay, which a lot of people are. Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet. Well, listen to this. So the Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation is holding like an annual charity thing tomorrow in France. And one of the items up for bid is a private dinner with Leo and Kate Winslet. So basically,
that's cool.
You just go to, you go to dinner. Like I would think that I would sit there and say, could y'all please reenact the part where y'all are on the raft?
That's so awesome.
Or yeah. Let me do it with Leo. Can I say the lines with you? That'd be fun.
What? I figured you'd want to probably do it with Leo.
Okay, wrong choice of words.
But that's cool.
Yeah.
Because what are the chances you're going to be in that moment with those two people from a movie that truly ended up being iconic?
It'd be hard to eat, I think.
Oh, yeah, because you're thinking they're judging everything that you do.
Brandon listens to on road trips.
I think I would ask him why he didn't climb on the raft, too.
You think you should change the story?
Yeah.
Fix it, Leo. There's a picture out of Kendall Jenner that's everywhere, and she's posing underneath a chandelier. That's not the main part of the photo. The main part is she doesn't have any clothes on.
Oh.
What? Whoa. No, I can't imagine a Kardashian with no clothes.
But you really don't see... Or Jenner. I mean, you don't see much. I mean, you know she has no clothes on, but she has a cigarette in her hand. And people were like, wait a minute, you smoke? And she's come back and she's worried that people think she smokes. She says in that photo, she was merely just holding the cigarette that she doesn't smoke.
It looks like kind of a vintage photo, like an older photo, like back, you know, I don't know.
It is a black and white photo too. Hmm. What do you think of it? Classy? Not classy.
I'm just...
Or drop the C and the L. Out of classy. Because that's essentially what she's showing.
Oh, I agree with you.
That took me a second.
Go ahead if you want to check it out. We're not going to post it, but Kylie Jenner has posted that. It's her under a giant chandelier smoking a cigarette even though she doesn't smoke.
Yeah.
That kind of doesn't make any sense, right?
No, it doesn't.
Every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David scores this an 11.
An 11.
All right, so here we go. This is going to be an 11 on a scale of 1 to 100. He rates this
bit. Oh, you said 1 out of 10. So I gave you an 11 out of 1 out of 10.
Oh, I misunderstood.
An 11 out of 100.
Hey, this content's going to suck. Just going to let you know.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
All right, so you've ever gone down the interstate and you see this car broken down on the side of the road and you're like, man, I feel for this guy, you know?
Oh, gosh, I hate it. And there's times I want to stop. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but man, what if?
I know.
And that's what our society has made us think is like, what if I stop and I'm the guy, the victim, basically.
Right. Yeah. So this dude, like, was pulled over on the side of the road, taking up, you know, a full lane, causing a traffic backup, all this kind of stuff. Can't get his car going. And so, apparently, his first priority was not to call the police and say, hey, my car is broken down. Can you come help me out? Instead, it was to get food. Because a state trooper pulled up to his car at the same time the Jimmy John's delivery guy did.
I mean, if he's going to have to walk, he needs to make sure he has plenty of food in his system.
Especially a sandwich.
Yeah. A sandwich is, oh, man.
You've got to have a sandwich.
The things you would do for a sandwich.
I love sandwiches.
I know, man. Anyway, you and my wife.
What do you mean?
She loves sandwiches, too.
Really?
Yeah.
So I can come over to your house and we can have sandwiches?
No.
Anyway.
I did think about inviting you over this weekend.
Really?
No.
Oh. Ouch.
I'm kidding. I really did because I thought he didn't have anything to do on Saturday. Then we got busy.
Whatever. Anyway, so the guy, he ordered his sandwich to be delivered down to his broken car. So not only is he causing this big traffic buildup, but now he's ordering sandwiches to try and, I guess, make the problem even worse.
I mean, when you're hungry, you're hungry.
I mean, yeah. And man, have you ever had a Jimmy John's sandwich where like you put that stuff on there?
And they're freaky fast, too.
Come on now.
Yeah.
I knew a guy who delivered for them.
Really?
Yeah, Booger.
Oh.
Really?
He used to.
I didn't know.
I think he got let go.
Anyway.
What?
Well, it turned out the guy was also driving on a suspended license, so he got a ticket on top of that. Maybe that's why he called Jimmy John's first instead of the police officer. But, I mean, he basically got a pretty good trade. A ticket for his sandwich? I'd take that.
And the music dies. That timed out to be the most awkward moment ever.
All right. And people are crazy.
Is that an 11?
out of maybe 100, yes.
Okay, whatever.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So a little bit ago, we were talking about clutter. And we were talking about how we get rid of clutter. And Kelly brought up how there's like shoeboxes of old love notes at her house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
From tons of different people over the course of 40 years.
That is not what I said. I said...
Multiple. Did you hear her say that?
Fifth grade.
She has a whole closet full of
shoeboxes. That is not true.
You said fifth grade on.
Joey, it's not true.
Fifth grade on.
No.
Is that one that David wrote you still
I love notes in high school.
Oh, my gosh.
But it made me think about something that I at one point kept, and I remember keeping this deal, and it was something that younger people of today might not even have ever thought about keeping. Like for David, he wouldn't have this, but I wanted to see if you have it.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So if you remember back in the day, before we had cell phones and voicemail and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
we had answering machines.
Yes.
So answering machines came at one point in cassette tapes, and then they gave you the little mini tapes.
Yep.
Okay. I have cassette tapes of people leaving me voicemails or voice messages way back.
We should so listen to them.
I have no idea where they are, though. But it would be like, you know, if some, like the random case where some girl was going to call, right? Like, which didn't happen to me that much. But like, I would keep that. Or if it was like, you know, one of my wrestling heroes who called and had to leave me a voicemail about something coming up, I would keep that.
Yeah.
Man.
And I had all those memories of, hey, this is so-and-so.
If we had
that's
that.
That's really cool.
Oh my gosh.
Do you not have anything like that?
I have some mixed tapes that I made. And then there's one mixed tape that I have that I made. I think it was in the sixth grade that I made for someone. And I'm talking on it.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I'm only in sixth grade. So I'm like, hey, this next song.
I'll see you Friday at the game.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So essentially, you're radio DJing a cassette
when
tape.
When I was in the sixth grade, yes.
Hey, this song is for you.
Was it for a boy or a girl?
A boy.
Mm.
Do you still have it?
There's a chance.
That could possibly be one of the funniest things ever.
We have got to get that in studio.
Hello? Hello, Tommy? This song makes me think of you.
Oh, gosh.
Under the bleachers?
No. There was no under the bleachers in my tapes.
There wasn't?
No.
Like, what would you say in between?
I don't remember. I've got to find it.
You're grinning like you know.
No, I'm mm-hmm. sure it's just like, I love you. I'm sure it's just silly,
you're
you
so
know,
cute.
Puppy love stuff. Yeah.
Oh, it's so dumb when you think back on that stuff.
Yeah.
Do you remember any puppy love stories?
Not really.
Why are you giggling about that?
I'm trying to really think, and I don't really have a lot.
How many girlfriends did you have in school? True girlfriends.
Oh, really? Just one. I didn't really date anybody.
What was her
name? See, me too.
Yeah. I'm not doing that.
Is she still around here?
Yeah, she's married now.
What, do you think it's going to cause a problem in the relationship?
No.
Are you insecure about it?
No.
Well, then tell me who it is.
I'm not telling you who it is. That's weird.
Tell me what her first letter is.
No.
Is it an A?
No.
B.
Is it an
Stop.
M? Is
Stop.
It an M?
I'm not doing that.
It's a
that.
B.
I'm not doing that.
Brenda.
Brenda, no.
Beverly.
No.
Barbara.
No.
Betty.
Stop asking me these questions.
Is it a B?
No. Actually, my first relationship was with Brandon. With the radio.
Get out of here. Stupid.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Are you guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Sports. Well, 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 time for birthday sport today, Tuesday, July 25th of 2017. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Marissa Russell, who is 28 years old in Jonesboro. April Skaggs of Newport, 38 today. We have Barry Fielder of Jonesboro, 61. Gwen Brethrick of Wynn is 66 today. Courtney Phillips of Jonesboro, 37. Cheryl Carley of Jonesboro, 69. Jalen Mitchell of Jonesboro turns 10. We have Ben Starr from Smithville. Happy birthday from the grandbabies, Ryder, Grayson, and Lila. Also, how about Mallory Jordan?
Oh, happy KIT. Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Also, straight out of Wiener.
Yep.
So Mallory's celebrating her birthday today, doing some news over there.
Happy birthday.
So happy birthday to Mallory. And Christy Waller George is celebrating her birthday today. This just happens to be the mother of our very own Hayden George.
Happy birthday!
Thank you, David. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Finn Balor is 36 years old today, the WWE superstar from Monday Night Raw.
Kai loves him. He's going to be at the Convocation Center coming up August 26th. We'll have free tickets for that.
Matt LeBlanc is 50 years old today.
How you doing?
Oh, hang on. I'm not even ready for Matt LeBlanc, but I think we almost have to do it, right?
We have to. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Here goes Kelly.
It's essential.
What was his name on Friends, David?
Joey.
Joey what?
Tribbiani?
Oh, it's Tribbiani. Oh,
Joey Tribbiani! Sing the next part.
When it hasn't been your day, your
month,
your
month, or even your year,
I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you.
Joey Tribbiani celebrating a birthday today. So, what's up?
I think every
What was his most famous line?
How you doing?
I was asking. Okay.
Oh, I figured he wouldn't know.
He didn't.
You know, I remember him more from Lost in Space as opposed to that.
All right.
Yep.
I don't even know if I've seen that.
Yeah, it came with our DVD player.
Oh,
it was one of those.
And you watched it.
Yeah. I was like, this movie's so cool.
They're really bored.
I think I get this one wrong every year. Iman.
Hey, you got it right.
Hey, cool. 62 years old. That was David Bowie's wife.
Yeah, she was a model. And
Manny Charlton is 76 from Nazareth.
Nazareth?
Yeah.
We should do some Nazareth.
Yeah.
How about...
Oh, but be careful.
Now you're messing with a son of a...
I'm not sure if that's edited or not.
Now you're messing with a son of a...
I'm not sure if we should play that or not. They also did this one. This is Nazareth. Can you identify it? Oh, Kelly, I'm disappointed. This is like on all the ballads, like the ballads of the 80s.
I should know it.
Yeah. You'll know it here in a second.
Love hurts.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard that, right?
Yes.
Man, this song is so good.
Does your love hurt? It's painful to ask.
Hurts so much, she's moving away.
I know.
Well, she's moving here next week.
Well, you're acting like she's leaving for good.
I play this song every time she leaves.
Oh. Is it still true you're going to propose on her first day of work?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Stop doing that.
I must have misheard.
You make me feel so uncomfortable.
I must have misheard that. Did you hear that too?
I did. That was the rumor.
Last one we have is Verdeen White. She's 66 from Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, yeah. Can't help but move to this song.
Yeah, that's nice.
Kelly's getting it over here. She's about to hit me in the face.
What is she doing? She just raised the roof. Raise the roof, it's 98 again. My favorite, I've probably told y'all, was Raise the Roof was really big, like late 90s or whatever. So Bill Dundee, at this point, he's probably in his upper 50s, early 60s. He goes out on Channel 5 and tries to raise the roof.
Oh, no.
But his shoulders were bad, and he kind of pushed forward.
Oh.
And he was more like doing this.
Aww. Yeah.
Push that wall.
Push that wall, man. Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to... Barry Fielder, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine. It does make you want to move, though, doesn't it? Speaking of moving, David's girlfriend's leaving.
They redid this song on Trolls, too.
Is that why it sounds so familiar?
Yeah. It's Justin Timberlake.
That soundtrack, the Trolls soundtrack, truly is really, really good. I know it sounds silly.
It is good.
But it's a really good soundtrack.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So, country music is all about giving back to fans, right? Yeah. Especially a lot of times meet and greets, the people that get to meet them are people that have had challenges in life. Well, there's this one little girl that got to meet her favorite, Brett Eldridge. And if you know Brett Eldridge, you know that he has a famous dog. He calls him Edgar Boogie. Mm-hmm. And Edgar actually has his own Instagram account as well. So if you want to follow that, you can. But she got to meet him. She's 6 years old. She was blind and she got to meet Edgar. And there's a video that he put on his Instagram page of her getting to meet Edgar, and she has on a little t-shirt that says I love Edgar Eldridge.
That's
so
awesome.
There's the sweetest little video of her meeting him and him licking her in the face, and of course Brett is just being awesome with her. So sweet. Love seeing stories like that.
So a couple of things about Edgar Boogie.
Yeah.
Kelly took Edgar Boogie a gift,
a toy,
when we met Brett Eldridge.
And he was like, oh, he's gonna tear this up in 5 minutes.
I truly believe she would have been more excited to see the dog.
You're right.
And you love Brett Eldridge.
I do.
But if he would have had the dog there, I think you would have freaked
next
out.
Level. Next level. Next level. Yeah.
But she would have done the dog voice.
Oh, my.
Oh, it's Edgar Boogie.
Yeah.
Angel.
So I look up a dog.
Yeah.
This is where you feel stupid. Okay?
Follow him. Because his videos are normally pretty funny.
The dog's social media account has 60,000 followers.
That's insane.
For a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Golly.
Oh, Edgar Boogie.
I mean, I'm not quite there on followers yet. If you guys want to go give us a follow, Brandon on KFIN on Instagram, Kelly on KFIN on Instagram, and David on KFIN on Instagram. So Garth Brooks, every weekend there's something amazing. And it's like somehow he's topping himself.
I know.
Like it was like he told people he was going to do something about sending them, if they chose Hawaii as their destination for their honeymoon, he was going to pay for it. So check out where he one-upped himself. He's in Los Angeles doing concerts, sold out show after show after show. And a couple wants him to do the whole gender reveal.
Right.
They hand him the card. He says, hey, what's the baby's name going to be if it's a boy and if it's a girl? And they say that Brooks is actually on the list.
That's cool. Aww.
Because of Garth. Garth Brooks. Brooks is on the list, boy or girl. He opens up the card and says, hey, I have three of these already, which lets everybody know because he has three girls that they're about to have a baby girl.
That's cool.
He went on to say that if Brooks was, if Garth was still alive when Brooks graduated high school, that Garth Brooks would then pay for the child's entire college tuition.
Oh, my goodness.
That is amazing.
So imagine your baby's not even born yet, and Garth Brooks is going to pay college tuition.
What a story to tell.
And this is at a concert.
Mm-hmm.
He does this every time he goes out on stage. He does something special for somebody in that audience.
That is so cool.
The connection is crazy with Garth and his fans.
Yes. Well, there was a show that was supposed to happen Sunday night with Jamie Johnson at the House of Blues in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
All right.
But the show didn't happen. It was canceled last minute due to what the venue was calling safety and security guidelines. There was a violation. And it wasn't a violation of, like, fans that were kind of going crazy. It was a violation of Jamie Johnson and his crew. They released a statement on Facebook that said, tonight's artists refused to adhere to our safety and security guidelines and would not enter the building. Unfortunately, tonight's show is canceled.
Wow.
Well, apparently, the drummer of Jamie Johnson, Tony Coleman, did not like that and blasted them on Facebook, saying it didn't go down like that, had a huge post in all caps, so you know he's yelling.
He's mad, yeah.
He's yelling, and basically said they had to put some kind of, like, metal detectors through buses, and they had all this identification, and they were like, look, we're not going to do anything to these fans. Why are you making all these security guidelines and then saying we didn't follow it? Something happened behind the scenes.
That's weird,
and people were getting mad at each other.
I mean, I've never gone to a venue where I thought the artist had to walk through the metal detector.
I know.
I don't think you really think about that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same point, what if you're turning down a gig that was paying $30,000, $40,000, $50,000?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Or $75,000. You're going to walk away because you can't walk through a metal detector?
Yeah.
Something happened backstage and it got nasty.
Anyway, Jamie Johnson's known primarily for this song right here.
If it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color.
That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Did you see the post that Thomas Rhett made of him and his daughter, Willa?
That's cute.
She's the child they adopted from Uganda. This is after their church service.
That's cool.
Just really super cute. He should be having another baby any minute now.
Literally any second.
Yeah.
So anyway, Thomas Rhett about to be a daddy. Again, two kids in 1 year.
Woo!
God, can you imagine that?
No.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
What is it about a girl wearing the husband's t-shirt that's kind of cute? Or the boyfriend's shirt, whatever. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I think it's cute.
Especially if it's like a V-neck.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking he's probably going to have to change his words here in just a little bit because he's going to have to start thinking, you look so good changing that diaper.
That diaper.
Yeah.
Right there. Your hair. Cut off. Because every girl cuts her hair after multiple kids. Just what happens.
I guess that's true.
It really is.
It's a fact. It's a fact
of
life.
It is not a fact.
If it is written...
If it's on Facebook.
It's on the internet. It's
no,
true.
But how many girls get there, you know, have a baby and realize, oh, I don't have time
to take
care of
my hair.
Well,
you think you're like, oh, I'm going to cut it off so it doesn't have to, I don't have to do much maintenance. But the real thing is when your hair is shorter, sometimes it's almost more maintenance because you have like a hair style, like a cut. So you can't just throw it back in a ponytail.
That's true.
Oh. You have to style it.
And then you strive for the days after you cut it where you can then put your hair back in the ponytail.
Yes.
That's the only thing it's you're correct. Looking for. Mm-hmm. Hey, do you guys think that money can buy happiness?
Yes.
Before you can even finish.
What do you think? Money can it buy happiness?
Maybe, in some cases.
I've known people with a lot of money who are miserable, though.
Yeah.
Whose lives aren't great. It's kind of funny, though, because they say that money can't buy happiness isn't necessarily all the way true. And here's a way that we can use money to buy our happiness. And it's not buying big, expensive things. It's not going out to buy a yacht or to buy an airplane or to go on, you know, major cruises and vacations all the time.
Right.
It's just to be able to afford to pay people to do simple things that you would do on a regular basis that you just don't enjoy doing.
Oh, like house cleaning?
Like house cleaning or maybe mowing your yard.
Oh, dude.
That when you feel like you can go and pay somebody that much money and take that stress away from you, that makes you happy.
Yeah, for sure.
It doesn't have to be a lot of money.
I get that. I can see that part of it. Yeah.
Do you guys pay to have somebody do your yard?
Yes. Yard, yes. House, no.
Yard?
Sometimes.
See, we don't. And I mowed on Sunday. And dude, the heat index was like 110. Mm-hmm. And I'm out there dying.
Yeah.
Thinking, why don't I pay somebody to do this?
Do you mow?
But I'm cheap.
Do you mow shirtless?
Oh, no.
You don't?
I won't do that.
I have a roommate who does.
I just can't do that.
Yeah, he does it all the time.
I just feel weird. They're my neighbors. Like, they could look over our fence and see me in the pool and see me shirtless, but something about like advertising myself out by the mailbox, that seems strange.
Well, right. It's really strange when Cope goes out and mows twice a day.
See, he needs to stop that.
Nice looking yard.
He just wants to be seen.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's so weird because when I was thinking about mowing the other day, I actually thought about this because I'm sweating and it's hot and it's nasty. And I'm like, I should pay somebody to mow. But I think about how little it costs to truly mow if you own the mower.
Yeah.
Like the gas isn't that expensive. It doesn't take that much gasoline. So if I'm going to pay somebody $40 or $50 or I'm going to be able to mow my own yard for like $1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to put into the expense of also buying the lawnmower. What kind of lawnmower are you going to have?
Well, I think it's just if it's something you hate.
I do. I hate it.
Then almost what it's saying is it's worth paying somebody. It's worth spending a little bit more money so you don't have to do that. So instead of mowing your yard, you can go spend more time in the pool or with family or whatever.
If I know I have to mow, and like I try to do it first thing in the morning.
Puts you in a bad mood, doesn't it?
It's awful. Unless he's like, well, why are you doing it right now? I'm like, because I want to get it out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
That way I can enjoy the rest of the day.
Yeah. I actually just got a text from Cope.
Oh, is he mowing the yard right now with his headphones on?
Yeah, I guess so. He said, wow.
Yeah.
Truth hurts, doesn't it, Cope?
It's actually three times a day he mows.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he's...
He really gets after that yard.
Glad he's landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. One thing I noticed last night with my wife. So she, for whatever reason, and she's the same way with dishes and with clothes. Maybe this is a girl thing. She doesn't mind putting them in the dishwasher or the washing machine. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But something about taking the stuff out is like the biggest chore of all time to her.
And folding? Or just taking out of the washing machine?
I mean, folding it too. She does the whole
thing. Having to take
fold.
From the dryer to the bedroom and then having to fold and then take it to everybody's room. And
I hate doing that too.
She does all this amazing folding, and then a lot of this stuff gets hung up. I'm like, why are you folding it if you're just going to hang it up?
But oh, yeah, I don't fold if I'm going to hang it up.
But to the dishwasher thing. So last night, dishes were starting to pile up, and it drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, ah, I've got to just do it. So I'm scrubbing the dishes, and I'm like, okay, dishwasher full of clean stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And for a second, I was aggravated.
I hate that.
Right? And you're like, yes. But then I realized, truthfully, it only took about two and a half minutes to take it out of there and put everything up.
Yep.
But why is that such a dreaded thing?
It's the same way for me.
What is it?
I don't know.
You
hate dishes in the sink. I hate it. And then I'll be like, okay, I'm going to do them real fast. And then you open the, and then there's one more thing you have to do.
And it's 2 minutes, but it seems like the biggest chore.
Yeah.
Yeah. No joke. I get this. I go through the same thing. I look at the clock and see when I start and see when I finish. I'm like, it took me 2 minutes. Why is this so difficult?
Why am I so mad about it?
Yeah.
Why did I let stuff stack up? Do you guys stack stuff on the counter as you're taking stuff out of the dishwasher? Mm-hmm. Because I do.
Yep.
Like, yeah, I'll stack all the plates, I'll get all the cups together, and then, like, they're kind of organized anyway. Then I reorganize them, and then I put them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be a little OCD then, right? You think a lot of people just pick them up out of the thing and put them right where they go?
I don't. I take mine and put them all on the counter.
And that way, then you can carry 5 plates and put them up. Yeah.
I get that.
Anyway, money can buy happiness, and it doesn't have to be expensive stuff if you pay somebody to help do those things, those menial chores that you just can't stand.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So 6 weeks ago, Kelly tells us about this silly contraption she bought, another deal. She's bought the shake weight, the ab roller, the thigh master. She bought all of these in the last, like, 6 weeks, eight weeks. She uses all of them once.
I've been using them.
All of them.
She walked in Monday with her shake weight, just kind of.
She did.
No.
She was working it.
Well, I kind of have a story for you guys because basically I'm right about everything. And I'm right about everything. Okay, you know the model Ashley Graham?
Yes.
Okay, well, on her Instagram page, she posts a picture of her flying upside down and she's attached to basically a yoga trapeze. And it says, getting ready for circuit, or however you say that, circolé. Whatever it is in Vegas.
Or is that a Mexican dish?
It's Cirque Ole, I think. I don't know. But she said, getting ready for those.
No, go back.
Where'd you order that?
I like the Cirque Ole.
Cirque Ole.
I don't know how to.
No, hold the jalapeno.
I've actually been to one, but I don't know how to pronounce it.
No, try again.
Nope.
Yeah, I want you to pronounce it until you get it right.
C-I-R. No. Do you know how to do it? You already know how to say it? Of course you do, Mr. English.
That was one of my nicknames in school.
Of course it was.
Mr. English.
Getting ready for Cirque.
No.
I think I know
Cirque.
It.
Cirque.
Cirque. Soleil.
There's a word in the middle, isn't there?
Cirque.
Day.
Okay.
Isn't it Cirque de Soleil?
Whoa.
Which I believe is also the name of Punky Brewster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Her real name in real life.
Yes.
Anyway, it's a picture of her, and she's in one of the hanging poses. And so I had to take a picture and send it to you guys.
Right.
And I have my cousin lives in Hawaii, and on her page, she just posted, just tried out aerial yoga, and it was awesome. And they took pictures of them in their poses. And so in Hawaii, there's like huge studios that they have with all these aerial yoga type, you know, hanging things.
I think it's funny because I haven't heard anything about this until Kelly brought it up.
Well,
because
we live in Arkansas.
Is that part of it?
I think that we're late to everything.
Okay,
I think,
maybe that's it.
I think the South, I think we're kind of late to everything sometimes.
Because it sounded ridiculous, right? We're like, what are you talking about? You're hanging
Y'all
from the ceiling?
Y'all laughed at me and thought I was stupid.
And we thought it was something for you and your husband, and you didn't know what you were buying. Now, our friend Austin Lane, just want to give you a heads up. He did find that on, you know, like a catalog that was maybe not as appropriate as what you were buying it from. So maybe there's other people who have different ideas for that.
I'm sure there is, but my idea is for health reasons.
So we look up, we have a TV in the studio, kind of like a breaking news TV just in case, and we can monitor different television channels and stuff like that. And the other day as we're doing the show, Kelly gives us the big point. And we look, we're like, what is it, right? We can't hear it, so we just have to look up and see what it is. And it was like Good Morning America or the Today Show or something, where they were doing the same thing, where they're doing this upside down, hanging from the ceiling yoga.
So do y'all apologize to me yet?
Maybe we should apologize, David.
I'll let you go
Maybe
first.
I'm going to start my own classes.
What would you call that? Can we work on a name?
Kelly's Flying Trapeze Class.
I need to work on
that. That was, yeah, I need to work on it.
Welcome to Kelly's Flying Trapeze class, everyone.
That was
boring. Hello. We'll have to figure out a name. I'm telling you, there will be somebody who will do this at some point in town, and you'll be so disappointed because you'll feel like you were first.
I would like to have a cut, because I've been, you know, talking about it.
Why don't you work on it and put it over at Joey Perry's Martial Arts?
And then I'd have to get a certification, and then we could hang them all in the at the top.
Boom. You got it.
We have plenty of room.
You're printing money.
You hear that, cha-ching. Mr. Perry?
There you go, Joey. We have an idea for you there. Mm-hmm. Trapeze yoga, the next thing at Joey Perry's Martial Arts.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I have to admit to you, I'm kind of wore out this morning. It's like I've had to funnel coffee.
You look like you're more tired today than normal.
What's up? Well, typically you go to bed like at 8.
Well, I did last night.
You went to bed at 8:15. He's worn out.
Yeah, I was asleep by like 8:30. So I was out, you know?
That's amazing to me.
Do you take a pill?
No. I don't take any pills.
You just go right to bed.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you have caffeine? What time of the day?
Oh, no later than 11 usually.
Hmm.
You're very, like, you have a very regimented schedule for a young person.
I try to. I think it keeps me balanced. Anyway, so that, I'm glad you brought that up.
What?
Because Rachel was doing that last night.
She was snoring? What?
She was snoring.
Really? Do girls snore?
I mean, I'm sure I never snore. I'm just kidding, I do.
Do you?
Joey says that I do.
I've never heard my wife snore. Well, like, I can think of my grandmother snoring, so it must happen when you get older.
I woke up like 5 or 6 times from Rachel snoring.
She kept you up.
Yeah.
Did you give her the nudge, like the, hey, wake up?
No, because I didn't want to be rude.
Did you hit her with a pillow?
No, I didn't do that.
Is it still true that you covered her face with the pillow?
No. Oh, my gosh. No.
Is it still true?
That was never true. No, but she was snoring, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't go to sleep. I'd be, you know, nice and out of it. Then I'd hear.
Oh, Leslie tells me all the time, you were snoring last night. And I just lay there like, what is he doing? So she's watching me, which then when I know that, I'm self-conscious about it.
Yeah.
So you can't
sleep.
She
actually sent me a video.
She would be in a lot of trouble for that.
That would be weird.
She took a picture of me and Kai. He slept in our bed the other night, and she sent me the picture like she was gone and sent the picture of me and Kai laying there. I'm like, nobody looks good when they're just laying there.
It's memories, though. No one has to ever see that picture.
I'm sure it's on Instagram, probably one of those, what is it called?
A boomerang.
The boomerang.
Y'all sleeping.
It's boomeranging everything last night. It's got a boomerang thing, I guess.
Boomerang thing.
I had a dream the other day, and I think I've realized I have a recurring dream. And it comes back to the radio station.
Oh, gosh.
What have we done to make you have this reoccurring game?
You guys aren't involved. I'm on location.
Oh.
I'm at a remote.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm there, and I hear the intro for me, Brandon Baxter's live on location. K-Fron is everywhere. You know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's all really super real. And then I go in, and I'm rushing to get to somebody to do the interview. So as I finally make it, I'm out of breath. And if you guys have ever tried to interview or speak when you're out of breath.
It's awful.
It's not good.
Yeah, because then you can't breathe right. It's all messed up. And then you start to hyperventilate. So it's awful. So I start to do that. And I go to allow the guest to speak. And as I allow the guest to speak, they freeze.
Oh, no.
So now I can't breathe and they can't talk.
That's awful.
And then I wake up with this anxiety because I'm afraid of like what happens in the moment where they, because I don't know if I should interrupt them because they're not saying anything. I can't breathe. And it's this weird radio, dead air. You're not supposed to have silence. It's supposed to always be moving type of a deal.
God, that like
makes me. How often do you have that dream?
Probably every couple of months.
Really?
But I have no reason to have it. It's never happened. You know, of course I've done remote breaks where I've been out of breath and it's awful.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But still at the same point, you try not to have to do that anymore. You learn from the mistake, but that dream comes back and it's so real.
Yeah.
Because I'm standing there with somebody who's supposed to be interviewed and they can't speak and neither can I.
And then,
and you hear the music bed in the background. Give me the thumping. Well, that's not what our music bed sounds like. But still.
I don't.
But imagine, like, if, because then you think of thousands of people listening and nothing coming through and you can't speak.
I know.
That's terrible.
Oh, dude. I cannot stand getting any kind of dream about work because when I used to help my dad on the farm all the time, we'd drive tractor for like 12 hours, you know, long day. I'd get in my bed and I'd dream about it and it'd drive me crazy.
You dream about the tractor?
Yeah. And it would not be anything special. It wouldn't be like a tractor breaking down or it wouldn't be anything you know, out of the ordinary. It's just me driving all night. And then I get up the next morning and I do it again. I can't get away from it.
You want to leave it?
Yeah.
You have a recurring dream?
I don't really have recurring dreams.
Nothing? Nothing comes back?
No.
No. You?
A lot of times I'm
about,
trying.
Is it about me?
No.
Oh.
No. Do you still, I'm sorry to disappoint
you. Is it still, still true that you dream about me every night?
That's, yeah, not every night.
Oh, every
yeah.
other.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. You just made me lose my train of thought with that untrue statement.
That is not, it is still true.
No, I always have dreams where I'm trying to run and like I can't.
Oh,
like,
I
let's say
some,
something's chasing me. I'm trying to run. Yeah, I guess so. I'm trying to run and I'm looking around and like there's something wrong with my legs. And like,
oh, that's awful.
No, I literally, like, I'm looking at my legs. I'm like, run. And it's like, I'm like, why am I not moving?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's weird. Not always like I'm being chased, but if I have to move real fast, I can or something like that.
You ever have the dream where you're going up like something really high and then it drops off really fast, but you don't know it drops off until you get to the very top? And you're at the teetering point and boom, it falls.
No, I've never done that before.
Or you're walking in wind and you're just trying to get somewhere and you can't walk because the wind is blowing so hard and you can't move forward and you feel like you're just paralyzed there.
Mm-hmm.
That's typically me every time the wind blows.
Yeah, no joke. David, all 75 pounds of him can't walk against the 20 mile per hour wind.
It's tough.
I'm telling you, I watched Kelly try to run at A-State. At Centennial Bank Stadium one time.
I remember
when we
that.
Had to run it on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't run. She galloped.
Galloped. Like a...
No, I think you started sprinting.
I said, let's go.
And I was like, wait, because I didn't know we were going
you
to
sounded
run.
Australian?
Let's go, Kelly.
Might. Come on, might.
And then she's like, she tried to halfway. She did that like the parking lot shuffle. Where somebody's giving you the chance to go.
And you have to kind of go real fast.
And you feel like you have to pick up the pace.
But you don't really run.
Yeah.
And right. Did
that's
you
what
do
she
like,
did. She was in front of 30,000 people going.
Did you do the head bob too?
Like, oh, well.
Here we go.
I don't know if I did that.
I'm not sure what you're doing.
I forgot people can't see me.
That was awkward.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
With all the negative news in the world, guys, I love bringing stories that have happy endings. So two Marines got married in upstate New York on Saturday. One was a sergeant named Joshua and a senior airman named Emily. Joshua had a four-year-old son named Gage from a previous relationship. Well, during the ceremony, while Emily was saying her vows, she called Gage up to say a few things to him.
Okay.
When she started talking about their future as a stepmom and stepson, Gage was overwhelmed and he started crying and hugging her. And the video of this moment is now going viral. Emily says that she included Gage because, quote, when I was vowing to be Josh's wife, I was also vowing to be his stepmom. I wanted him to feel special and to remind him of how much he means to me. So Josh and Emily are now both on active duty. So they're back at their airbase in New York. And it says with Gage, and now Gage is enjoying all of this fame. And if you want to see it, you can search Marines Wedding Vows on YouTube. It's really, really good to watch. There's your story with a happy ending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I was reading this thing about dogs because we have this thing, and for whatever reason, Kelly and I are both kind of on the deal where, oh, it'd be so fun to have a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be awesome to have a puppy.
Yep. Yeah.
Right? But then you know you have those puppy phases. Well, actually, they say that essentially a puppy goes through what in adults would be considered like a teenage phase.
Really?
You know, like the awkward, destructive, troubled type time.
Huh.
But the puppy goes through that around 8 months old.
Really?
Oh.
And then eventually they grow out of it.
I figured mine was going through it now, but he's too old.
How old is he?
6.
Yeah, he's a little old for that. Because in dog years, he would be...
42.
Dang. Isn't that crazy how that goes like that?
Wow.
But anyway, that's one of the stories out today. There's also the response from Discovery, the television network. Of course, they got hammered for the Michael Phelps shark
thing.
Ridiculous.
They went out of their way now to say that they never said he was truly going to be racing side by side with a real shark.
That is such
They might not have said real shark, but
well,
the way
they built
that,
it up.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, they said there's no way they could control the shark or keep a shark in its lane, so they had to simulate the shark.
Oh, whatever. They could have figured out something.
But all the marketing made everybody believe it was going to be a real shark deal.
Yeah,
I didn't see television numbers on it, but as far as like if a lot of people watched it, which I'm sure a lot of people did, it's Shark Week.
Yeah,
I would imagine just as many people were probably disappointed in what they saw as well.
I saw a bunch of funny memes.
Did you?
Yeah.
What are we looking up?
There was one that had him dressed as a baby, Michael Phelps with all the medals around him, and then right next to him was the same baby dressed in a shark outfit.
Yes.
And they just had him side by side. Yeah. Just funny things like that.
Anyway, that story was massive and still is massive today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So country music is all about giving back to fans, and Brett Eldridge did just that over the weekend. He put a smile on this little girl's face. Her name's Lily. She's blind and had the opportunity to meet him at a recent show. But more importantly, she got to meet his dog, who Brett calls Edgar Boogie. She had a t-shirt on that said, "I love Edgar Eldridge." And there's a video that he posted on his Instagram page that is so cute. She's meeting Brett and getting to meet Edgar, and he's kissing her on the face. And it's just really, really sweet. And you can see it. It just makes her life. But his quote on the video says, "Lily, your smile could change the world. Edgar Boogie and I loved meeting you."
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool, speaking of awesome, Garth Brooks at a concert in Los Angeles, he got to do the whole gender reveal for a couple. And he basically told them, "Hey, you're having a baby girl. What are you going to name the child?" And they said there's a chance that the baby's name could be Brooks.
Love it.
And he said, "If you name your child after me and I'm still alive when your child graduates high school, I will pay for the child's college."
Golly.
Wow.
Full ride, courtesy of Garth Brooks.
Well, there was supposed to be a Jamie Johnson show in South Carolina over this past weekend at the House of Blues, but that was canceled last minute because the venue said there was a some kind of violation for the safety and security guidelines, and it wasn't a crazy fan that was trying to get backstage. It was Jamie Johnson's band.
Oh,
who they were accusing. Weird. Yeah, but they said something about how the artist refused to adhere to our safety guidelines, so they were not allowed to actually enter the building. And then that's when Jamie Johnson's drummer got on Facebook and did, in all caps, this long message about how they had, like, metal detectors in between buses, and they had all this identification they had to wear, all this kind of stuff, and they were blasting the venue. But something happened backstage, not sure what happened. It got pretty nasty, though.
There you go. That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So tonight on TV, Jimmy Fallon has a couple of cool guests. Jessica Biel, number one.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to be on there tonight. And Kelsey Ballerini is going to be there as well.
Yeah, we were legends. Loving you, baby. It was heaven.
This is Kelsey's new one.
Did you see the news about Kelsey, too?
No, what?
She's finally given us a release date on her album.
Really?
When November 3rd, Unapologetically, will be here.
Awesome.
She added, "Whoop, there it is."
She did not.
She did.
Did she really?
She pulled a Brandon on that one.
Have you watched the video yet?
No, because I don't want to watch it because I know I'll cry.
Before we do the podcast, we're watching it together.
What if I cry?
Here's the thing. What you're going to notice when you watch the video is you're going to be able to put yourself in the situations that they're in.
That's why I don't want to watch it.
Because it's the growth of a relationship, and it ends in, you know, maybe not the greatest way. It's a great video. Anyway, Kelsey Ballerini on Fallon tonight. We'll be back on your radio tomorrow morning. Don't forget the podcast. If you haven't checked out the podcast, we do the full show. So if you missed something this morning, you can check out the full show and the Unfiltered After Show.
Ooh.
Check it out. Brandon Baxter in the morning, wherever you get your podcasts.